The AccuWeather forecast says going to be mainly cloudy with a little sun here and there and a high today in the low 70s. Our weather may have turned a bit cooler, and right now is probably the best time to tell you that the Farmer's Almanac is out with its winter forecast, and it says southeast Wisconsin probably going to see a little bit more snow than a year ago, though temperatures should be about average. The Almanac indicating that much of the central United States will see near-normal winter temperatures, mixed at times with the usual intervals of unseasonably mild conditions and occasional shots of bitter cold. Harley-Davidson recalling almost 11,000 of its 2015 Street 500 and 750 motorcycles because the fuel pump may have a poor seal on it. That could result in a pause during acceleration because the fuel level is getting low. The bikes were manufactured between January of last year and June 24th of this year. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the big concern, loss of control. Harley-Davidson notifying owners and dealers, and they'll install a new fuel pump assembly free of charge. A dead crow discovered in Kenosha County earlier this month. It tests positive for the West Nile virus. Kenosha County Division of Health says that means Kenosha County residents need to be much more vigilant in protecting themselves from mosquito bites. Mosquitoes can spread the disease. A lot of people who contact the virus show no symptoms. Older adults, though, and people with compromised immune systems, they are at the greatest risk of serious complications that could even prove to be fatal. There's a new elk herd in Wisconsin. They came from out of state, but now they're at home.
The state of Kentucky has supplied 150 elk to Wisconsin, where efforts to reintroduce the animal have been underway for two decades, with a herd in northern Wisconsin.
This new reintroduction effort will continue to focus on that Clam Lake herd, but is also starting a second herd down in Jackson County near Black River Falls.
The DNR's Kevin Wallenfang says the 75 elk will be closely monitored to determine how they're doing in their new home.
It's a multiple-year project. Long-term, the goal is to have about 400 elk in Jackson County.
Elk were hunted out in Wisconsin by the 1940s. The first group was introduced in the Shawamigan-Nicolet National Forest in 1995 using animals provided by the state of Michigan. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Gourmet Foods International is going to be setting up shop in Kenosha later this year. The Atlanta-based specialty foods company picking the city after an extensive search that included some other states. Gourmet to renovate an existing 35,000-square-foot building in the business park of Kenosha and begin operating by the end of the year. It will service a number of suppliers around the Midwest. Over the next few years, GFI plans to employ 50 workers at that Kenosha location. About this time last year in Wisconsin, the state had recorded two bicycle fatalities out of the total of four during that 12-month period. Today, that number is nine, with a case in Germantown the latest. A bicycle is struck by a vehicle. More than a third of recent bicycle fatalities around the state, in fact, caused by a motor vehicle striking the bicycle rider from behind. That's according to an analysis by the UWM Traffic Safety Research Center. After two referenda on the use of marijuana passed last week, there are a whole bunch of questions that still needed to be answered regarding marijuana and the Menominee Indian tribe. Richard Monette, a professor at UW Law School, noting that the Obama administration is simply defer this whole issue to the states and to the tribes.
It shouldn't surprise anybody too much that the federal government, this administration in particular, decided to be consistent rather than inconsistent as it often is, and said, well, you know, let's defer a bit to the tribal governments as well. Let's see what they will do.
The legislature is scheduled to discuss the outcome of the vote at their tribal meeting in early September. They're looking for ways to make up for revenue that was lost with the rejection of the Kenosha Casino Project. 14 listening sessions to be held across Wisconsin over the next several months for community, legislative, business, and other leaders. They want to share their thoughts on the needs and expectations for the University of Wisconsin system. Faculty, staff, and students will have the chance to participate. UW Parkside among nine general listening sessions. That one on October 21st. It's open to the public. Reservations, though, are being requested. System President Ray Cross has a top priority to better understand the needs, dreams, and the concerns of people of Wisconsin. Feedback from the listening session is going to be used to help in developing a new strategic plan. The Racine Finance and Personnel Committee is supporting an effort to update and expand what are called wayfinding signs around the community. They point to things like the marina, the zoo, festival hall, and they're going to use Corbin Design out of Michigan, which has done similar work for Milwaukee and Madison. Based on a Council Committee of the Whole directive, City Purchasing Agent Kathy Castro said that Corbin was picked out of the four requests for, quote, responses. City Administrator Tom Friedel noting that he and the other selection panel members felt that Corbin had the best qualifications and they were familiar with what the city is looking for.
The firm that we selected has done a lot of work in Wisconsin. Chance to see it. visually evidence in Milwaukee, Fox Valley, Madison, a number of places, so they're very familiar with working in Wisconsin. And just weighing all of the attributes of all the companies, this one just seemed to have the best capabilities for what we're looking for.
Community Development Program Specialist Jeff Hitton said the study will go beyond the city limits to incorporate east of the interstate, but with a focus toward Racine, just like the company has done in other communities.
7 miles to the north, the county line to the south, and then 94 on the west, and of course the lake on the east. So we'll look at the overall transportation patterns and try to direct people off the freeway into our community to our destinations. So not only coming up with that circulation plan and identifying key sites for signage, but also designing the sites themselves and then determining what would be on the signs.
Available room tax money is going to be used to help to pay the $56,000 contract, $10,000 also coming from Real Racine, $5,000 each from the Uptown and Downtown Business Improvement Districts. And the work is already underway, but some of the paperwork and approvals are maybe just a shovel or two behind for the new Olympia Brown School on 5.5 Mile Road in Caledonia. This afternoon, the Village Plan Commission to deal with a couple of minor issues related to that project, specifically right-of-way access and future realignment of the road. School is going to be up and ready for use by this time next year, along with an expanded Gifford and a new Knapp Elementary School. Family and friends of Racine County fire victim Steve Rogers have taken to social and regular media to seek help for him. Along with his daughter and her children, they lost everything in a weekend incident at a mobile home park. Rogers is still at Columbia St. Mary's Medical Center in Milwaukee with smoke inhalation and burns to his throat and ears. The town of Dover mobile home in which they all lived is a total loss. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. A friend of Rogers' daughter, Shannon Sweeney, asking the public for help with things like clothing and school supplies for the grandchildren. They are ages 6 and 9. She can be emailed at lucky753403@yahoo.com, or you can contact Steve Rogers' ex-wife Peggy. She'll take phone calls for any help at 262-455-1698. Results of a student survey and whether a student advisory council ought to be formed in Kenosha Unified are going to be discussed by the Board of Education tonight. Board member Kyle Flood requested that question about the creation of a council be included in a most recent student survey, and more than 36% of the respondents said they would not be interested in serving on such a panel, 27% expressing an interest. Revisions to the policy outlining the makeup and duties of the board's standing committees is also on the agenda for tonight. As if there isn't good enough reason already to make sure that ground beef is properly cooked, there's a new Consumer Reports study out that shows that meat contains a lot of dangerous bacteria.
Tests done on meat from 26 U.S. cities found that all of it contained bacteria associated with fecal contamination. However, Urvashi Rangan of Consumer Reports says,
we found that sustainably produced beef was half as likely to contain bacteria resistant to multiple antibiotics.
Rangan says the study is more proof the federal government should take action.
Controlling the use of antibiotics in farm animals, increasing meat inspections, and banning the sale of beef containing disease-causing salmonella could all dramatically increase the safety of our beef supply.
Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Fire caused heavy damage early this morning to a detached garage at 9110 Highway E in the Kenosha County town of Summers, where a neighbor called 911 as he was going out to feed the chickens in his coop behind the building. Damage said to have been extensive inside, including some of the contents, smoke damage to the entire structure. First arriving crews reporting flames coming through the front door, which were quickly knocked down. Nobody got hurt. Also, fire units from Randall, Twin Lakes, Wheatland, and Silver Lake called out early this morning a boathouse fire in the 8500 block of 406th Avenue. 911 call from the property owner said that the building by the lake had no vehicles or boats inside, and that it was about 100 yards away from the home. Cause of the fire, still undetermined at this point. Milwaukee is not among the best cities in the country in which to retire. WalletHub looked at 150 cities across the U.S., including factors like cost of living, daily expenses, recreational facilities, and percentage of elderly population. Milwaukee came out 119th overall in the listing. The best retirement option is Tampa, Florida. The worst is Newark, New Jersey. Well, apparently Americans are not all that happy with their vehicles these days. In fact, more so than at any time in more than a decade. More on that from reporter Scott Carr.
Last year, automakers recalled a record 64 million vehicles for problems such as exploding airbags and ignition switches that can unexpectedly cause engines to stall. It's such recalls that have so many American consumers dissatisfied with the cars and trucks they bought in 2014. The 2015 American Consumer Satisfaction Index found that satisfaction with cars and trucks dropped for the third straight year to the lowest level since 2004. And rising prices didn't help. Edmunds.com says car prices are up 11% since 2010 and in July hit a record average price of nearly $33,000. I'm Scott Carr.
Our AccuWeather forecast this afternoon, a mixture of mainly clouds and a little sunshine at a high in the low 70s. I'm Tom Karkel, AM 1400, WRJN News.